Going on, man. It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering where you doing this at. You know, y'all get a close up look. You know, this what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working, so we can give y'all this content, so we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best fitness podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned. Fire episode today, but if it is your first time watching, go ahead and hit the like button.
Me, hold up with the sound. All right, can y'all hear me now? Okay, hey, live on a Wednesday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Sorry, man. Started a little late tonight. Busy day. Out of nowhere. Just a busy day. But that ain't gonna let a busy day stop the podcast. Because your favorite fitness podcaster would have had a busy day, and he or she would have stopped their podcast. And that's not what we do here. That's just not what we do. So listen, I need you to hit the like button, whether it's your first time or if you're a returner. And if it's your first time, you're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button for this corny ninja with glasses on indoors? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the most entertaining, the funniest, the most backlash, the most haters. They said I'm not educated. They done called me no Diddy. They said I live in my car. They done called me everything, but that's not stopping the podcast. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go. But with all that being said, man, let's hit the comments and let's get into this episode, man. What we got? Wicked Scorpion early.
Welcome to the show.
Mona early.
Welcome to the show.
Joe Thomas
welcome
early.
The show.
Jennifer, yo. Quincy, yo. Checking in, but got to go playback gang. Trying to get better from being under the weather the past couple of days. Hopefully see you in the gym tomorrow morning. Hey, feel better, Michael Hawkins. What shenanigans we going to see today? We're going to see the shenanigans of the shenanigans. We're going to see the most shenaniganish you done seen all week. What's up, sucking that gang? Yes, sir. Just started. Big Spider in the building. I seen the two BBWs sitting on your laptop on the video cover. Hey, I mean, I gotta get the thumbnail right so people could click on the video. And black women, fat black women trigger people.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
He cutting up already. Canceling. What up, Indian Dolly? Shy, what up? Plus, I don't want to get arrested. Listen. What up, Kenneth? Just hit chess. Did my 40 minutes on the Stairmaster. About to mess up these chicken breasts and sweet potatoes. We love to see it. We love to see it. Better late than never. We ready. Absolutely. No three strikes for Spidey today. Maybe. Spidey might get three strikes. He might get three strikes. Kenneth said, fire. Appreciate that. Live in your car. That's left field. Oh, yeah. They be. Anytime I make a car video, specifically. Talking about black women.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
They tell me I live in my car. So that's all. That's no cap. I did legs today. Good shit, Shy. Golda Ram, what's good? Hey, I need some big back smack talk, and I got that for y'all. So with all that being said, let's get it started. And Jazziana,
welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. As shy, I did crab legs today. All right, Spider-Mo. Anyway. All right. Listen, this lady.
I'm not going to say what race.
She got a question.
What people,
she got a question. She said, is her outfit cute? The Fashion Nova joint. I think it's a one piece. So let's see if her outfit's cute.
I'm not going to say what race.
And I'm not going to tell you. And I'm not going to tell you what race she is. And since we started late, let's just get straight to the video.
And on today's episode of Does the Fashion Nova Fit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Do it fit?
Oh, she got cakes. She got cakes. She got cakes. She got cakes. Oh.
Let me know. Do the fashion of a feet.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
Oh, brother. Listen. This guy stinks.
Listen, and this is not body shaming. This is not body shaming. We got to keep it real with the ladies, fellas, and ladies. You should have seen the comments on this joint. We're actually going to do some comment surfing today. I just can't do the whole stream comment surfing because YouTube don't like that. We are going to do some comment surfing today. Y'all should have seen the comments. Oh, I take it down.
Nope.
Oh, I love a BBW queen.
Nope.
The comments was crazy. Listen, you walking around 50% body fat.
What?
You walking around, listen, we see all the curves. The belly curve.
What?
The back rolls curve.
What?
The sweet potato arms curve.
What?
We see all the curves. You look like you ain't got no cartilage in your knee curves.
What?
The cankle curves.
What?
And you worried about if the outfit looks cute. Is your gym membership cute?
What?
Do you go to your personal trainer? Because that would be cute. When the last time you got up and went for a walk, that would be cute.
What?
You worry about the wrong cute. It's getting crazy out here, man. And we got to stop praising this shit. We keep praising this shit and wonder why women is the biggest, backest race
in
the country.
I'm not
going
to say what race, what people.
It's getting crazy out here, man. Let's look at it again.
Hold the fashion over feet. And on today's episode of Does the Fashion Over Feet?
And why Fashion Nova even making one piece is that big? Fashion Nova's canceled. Let's arrest Fashion Nova. They're going to be the first arrest for the night. Fashion Nova need to be ashamed of themselves. Making a 4X, 5X, 6X, 7X cheetah girl outfit. What the hell is wrong with Fashion Nova?
Do it fit?
I don't know. I don't think it fits. I think it cut off your blood circulation.
Does it fit?
Listen, ladies, we got to get it together, man.
Just let me know. Do the fashion over feet.
It's getting crazy out here, man. And listen, y'all can say I'm body shaming. Just leave it up there. Let's leave it up there. Y'all can say I'm body shaming. Y'all can say what y'all want, but guess what?
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
We don't care. We got to stop this shit. We got to stop this. Now, I'm not saying you can't put a little fit on if you are heavy set, if you are a little big back
activity,
but you ain't going on the grand flexing and then just stop getting the comments, gassing these women up just because you want some BBW buns,
big back activity.
And ladies, just because he wants some BBW buns,
big back activity,
don't mean you need to neglect your health. Ninjas.
I'm not going to say what
man.
Race, what people.
Oh, no. Whoa. Obese cheetah, man. Come on, son. Absolutely. That's definitely a come on, son. I ain't got a come on, son, but I got this.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
And if you're watching on X, shoot over to YouTube. Click over to YouTube. Hit the like button. Cheetah Puffs. The whale queen of the jungle.
Let him cook.
Nikki Harris, what up? Oh, look, it's Venus of the Willendorf. That's crazy. That's a black land whale disguised as an obese kitty. Them panties are 4X and big as hell. A real man don't care what size the panties are. A real man, at least he getting the panties. That's what they going to say to you. And you know what we say to that? Fuck out of here. Leopard print jello mold activity. That's crazy.
Big back activity.
A leopard can't change its spots, but she could change her lifestyle. I love it. Send Samira a Fashion Nova link, since she always complained about not finding big back sizes. If I'm not mistaken, I think Samira got mad at Fashion Nova. I'm going to see if I can find the video, if I'm not mistaken. Dusty black dudes with GEDs or lack thereof will be in her DMs like thicker than a Snicker. Oh, yeah. And listen, if you have to leave the show for some reason, you need to catch the end of the show, because we're going to talk exactly about what Wicked Scorpion's talking about. Black ninjas hyping up women losing weight. I mean, for keeping their weight on and not losing it. We're going to talk about that at the end of the show. Cheetahs are fast, agile creatures. Does her build resemble that? What you think?
Nope.
Make it something that will slim her down, at least that makes her look bigger. Well, she should have did all black.
Nope.
Because this is definitely making her look bigger. This damn sure ain't slimming her down. This is crazy, bro. She made me purge my dinner. My bad, brother. Primo Ralph, what up, brother? Is she auditioning to play Chitara in the new Thundercats movie? I guess so. You got to be kidding me. We are not kidding you. And I'm killing y'all on this episode already. And we started late today, but I'm still killing y'all. The time I start don't affect if I'm killing y'all on the episode or not. I'm always going to kill y'all on the podcast. She don't need to be wearing nothing with a print on it. Definitely not. Nah, man, we got to tell our black women to get healthy. It'll save their lives. Absolutely agree with that. Imagine the smell. Primo Ralph.
Strike three, you're
up. You trying to get me canceled, brother. That's crazy. Nah, this smell's probably breezy. She looked like an easy chair. And what? Shy. You're arrested. An easy chair is insane. That's crazy. All right. Listen. White people.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
What's going on, white people? What's going on? You know, I know we had the inauguration this week. That don't mean y'all could just start cutting up. All right. White people had the inauguration this week. They going crazy. White people about to be mad as hell.
I'm not going
to
say what race. What
did you people, hear what he said? Did you hear what he said? That's reverse racism. He can't do that.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Oh, hold on. Let me get these comments. They punished 15 levers. That's what I fit. Hey, oh, shit. My man, Daquan. What's good, Daquan? She was out of breath trying to fit on. Man, she was out of breath when she bought the fit. She was out of breath when she clicked the she clicked the buy button online. She was out of breath when she went to the mailbox to get it. She was out of breath putting it on, out of breath wearing the outfit to wherever she wore it, and out of breath taking it off. I'm killing y'all today. If help is wealth, then she broke as fuck. Mark Carter, what up, brother? Like I said, white people had an inauguration this week, and now big back white people. that sounds crazy. Big backs think they could be personal trainers. This is the biggest quote unquote personal trainer I've ever seen. And we've seen some fat personal trainers on this show. Let's check it out, because this right here is out of her mind. It says right here. I got to pull the video up on my end because I can't see that shit. How the F are you even a personal trainer and you're not even fit yourself? So she's going to answer for you. Let's check it out. She says, thanks for the question. I'm happy to answer it. Let's keep it going. Hold up. First of all, before we continue, look at the physique on this quote unquote weight loss coach. Listen, whether you call yourself a personal trainer, a fitness trainer, a weight loss coach, I don't give a fuck what you call yourself. You can't be out here trying to help people lose weight and you built like,
ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
You built like every time you go past a shopping center, you talking about some.
It gotta eat.
Every time you go past the shopping center.
It gotta eat.
You see the sign from 10 miles away, you talking about.
It's Wendy's.
You see the sign from the highway. You see the sign from your house. You can't even see what it says, but you know.
It's Burger King.
Let's keep it going, man. First of all, I'm a weight loss coach. And how the F am I one? Well, I did years of studying and got qualified. Well, listen, I'm going to tell you this. You can't watch basketball for years and go play basketball in the NBA. You can't watch Jaden Daniels for years and go lead a team to the NFC Championship. That's not how life works. Okay? You can't look at bank accounts, now you're an accountant all of a sudden. You can't go to a couple court cases and now you're a lawyer. That's not how life works. These big backs losing their mind. Let's keep it going. Let's see what it says. But you're not even fit, so why would someone hire you? Let's see her answer. I've lost 500 pounds. Well, the fact that you had 500 pounds to lose.
Shut up!
Means that you shouldn't be no trainer. At 26, I was diagnosed with throat cancer. Pause. No ditty, but that's unfortunate. Then I was 31, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. That's unfortunate. Then at 48, I was finally diagnosed with lipodemia, which was caused by my chemotherapy treatments. That's unfortunate. I don't care what you went through. They still ain't no trainer. Let's keep it going. So, no, I would never be skinny and fit by today's standards. Then by today's standards, you shouldn't be no damn personal trainer. I'm going to tell y'all this, man. We got to get a hold on the fitness industry. I don't care what you went through. I understand the shit was difficult. But that don't mean you could just come in here and be a trainer because you did some studies. That's fucking crazy. Excuse my language. Sorry, mom, if you're watching. I may not look like your typical weight loss coach. You don't. But do you know what I am? I'm fucking qualified. I'm fucking certified. I've coached hundreds of women and I never gave up. Well, guess what? We got women on this podcast and they wouldn't hire you for their training. Let's keep it going. It's not done yet. It's not done yet. Let's keep it going. I'd rather be coached by someone who is resilient and kept going than someone who's had it easy their whole life. So you telling me, because someone was never 500 pounds, they have it easy. So you telling me it's moms and dads out here working 1-2 jobs, side hustle, got kids, going to the gym, meal prepping, doing what they need to do, because if they don't, they're going to get fat as hell, but it's easy for them. It's getting crazy out here. Let's keep it going. So now it's easy when you maintain your fitness. That means you had an easy life. So if you want some real as fuck coaching, some real as fuck weight loss coaching, someone who will not let you quit. Oh, now she promoting her business. This is her marketing. Then I'm the coach for you. Yeah, we're cooked. I mean.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Someone who lost 500 pounds ain't no damn coach.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
We are cooked. We're cooked. Let's get in these comments while we play this video. I mean, this is insane. Where was we at, man? built like spoiled mayonnaise.
Let him cook.
Stop the cap. What's good?
I'm not going.
Oh, my bad. Stop the cap. What's good?
Stop the cap.
Wait, she's a personal trainer. Yes, you have to be kidding. No, this is the world we're living in. We got trainers who quote unquote. I'm sorry. Now, if you lost 500 pounds and you got a bomb ass body, go ahead, be a trainer. But if you lost 500 pounds and still look like you got another 500 pounds to lose, you ain't no trainer. I say what I say. That's just not how it works. Bacon, baby. I got you.
Bacon has its own oil.
She looked like she ate a lot of bacon. Them joints must be suffering. At Stop the Cap, she built like a jar of food poisoning. She coached at Gold's Den Corral.
Let him cook.
She graduated from GCU, Golden Corral University. BKU, Burger King University.
It's Burger King.
Talking about she qualified. She studied. Talking about she studied. Where you study at? RMU, Ronald McDonald University. FGU, Five Guys University. NDM University, Ninjas in Your DM University. Now she qualified. Get the fuck out of here. How the fuck she lose 500 and still that big? Somebody gotta be lying. I call cap.
Stop the cap.
She gonna tell someone to eat right and she isn't doing it. What? And those dummies gonna pay her money. But it can happen now because people are so uneducated about fitness. And they get mad at me for putting the real shit out there. I'm trying to help y'all big back ass out and not lose.
Big back activity.
No big back ass money out your big back ass bank account. Then you're going to be big back upset. And big back angry scrolling on my posts and that big back angry commenting on my posts.
Big back activity.
I'm trying to save you. She need to lose 500 more before becoming a personal trainer. If she came up to see me, her services, I'll probably laugh at her and walk away. Absolutely. There's no way somebody like this can help me, bro. Is she saying she can't get smaller? Yes. Yes. Okay, so she only coaches women. Well, I bet none of the women here would hire her. Exactly what I just said. The fact they think this fitness shit is easy is fucking wild, bro. It's wild, dog. Wild. And like, not to like toot my own horn, but like, pause. But like, bro, I be having some long ass days and getting my work in. And so do other people. Like, I don't know why people think this shit is easy. Client's supposed to look up to her. I guess so. She training to be on my 600 pound life. She wouldn't hire herself. Ain't no way she got clients. Land well trainer. Had it easy, you're fat, which means you took it easy to get there. Absolutely. If she's a trainer, she's still eating too many calories. Otherwise, she would be small. I call BS.
Stop the cap.
She got that NASNM, National Association of Snickerdoodles and Mac and Cheese. Hey, Spider-Mo, I got to steal that. I got a video coming up about big back trainers. I'm about to do every certification. Hey, Spider-Mo, I need one for ACE. So we got NASM. I need one for ACE. That's ACE. I need one for ISSA. And yeah, give me them two. I need one for them. Appreciate it, bro. Is that why the gym almost empty behind her? I think she's lying because she looks 500 pounds now. She will look a lot smaller. Yeah, exactly. Hey, we calling the cap out here.
Stop the cap.
And I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. You're not rocking with this shit, bro. People not getting away with this shit, man. This shit is crazy. Hey, make sure y'all hit the like button, man. She either has to reduce her calories or move more. Something is wrong. Absolutely. Bell Exmo. I don't believe in trigger warnings, but I needed one. Pulling this up. Oh, hey, Bell Exmo. We tell the truth here. We tell the truth here. So listen, I don't know if that was what you wanted to see or what you didn't want to see. But if it wasn't what you wanted to see, you probably gonna see some more shit that you don't want to see. So I'm just gonna let you know right now. No nonsense podcast here, and we gonna make jokes. It's my thyroids.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Yeah, thyroid, exactly. All right, Cadillac Smack. She ain't lifting reps. She dunking donuts. All right, man. Listen, ladies. This fellas too. Rubbing oil on your stomach ain't about to help you get rid of your stomach.
Belly.
All right, wrapping it in saran wrap ain't about to help you get rid of your stomach.
Belly.
Now this right here is ridiculous. Not only is this myth insane, but it'd be the most out of shape people who have destroyed their bodies trying to do this shit. And it looks fucking crazy. All right. Yeah, stop the cap. It's her thyroids. Hey, yo. That's a bar. All right. We're going to stop putting oil on our bellies. Let's check it out. The things I do before I work out. What is going on?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Now, you know, if your belly is hanging under your waistline for your shorts, I don't think the solution is to rub oil on it before you work out. Now, I'm happy she working out. I'm happy that she trying to do something about it. But listen, this right here is absolutely insane.
Nope.
You're not about to be out here eating all this Popeyes.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeyes.
You ain't about to be out here eating all this fried chicken.
You gonna fry some chicken, you gonna...
You ain't gonna be out here, you can't even go past a store without stopping to get some snacks.
It gotta eat.
You gotta eat all the time.
It gotta eat.
And now you think some oil is gonna help you? You out here talking about your back pregnant.
My back pregnant.
You talking about if you fell down, you can't get up.
My leg went out.
And you think some oil is the solution to years, possibly decades of bad habits. This is crazy. Probably years of caloric surplus, eating in the caloric surplus daily, overconsumption of carbs, unnecessary carbs, greasy foods, probably super high sugar snacks, drinking sodas. This is sparkling water here. Crushing Coca-Colas and Sprites and ginger ale. Every time you get sick, you need a ginger ale.
my leg went out.
Every time you get sick, you don't need no more ginger ale. You drink
my leg went out.
You drink ginger ale regardless of how you feeling. But it's getting crazy out here, man. This shit is cooked. This shit is cooked. And call it body shaming, but guess what?
I'm here to tell you right now, we don't care.
Let me tell you.
We don't care.
And it's still a ninja in her DM. God, saying that. Let's get in these comments, bro. She getting crazy out here, man. Where we at on the comments? Oh, I think we did that comment, right? Yeah, we did that comment. She has to reduce her calories or move or something is wrong. Absolutely. Bell Exmo. Welcome to the show, Bell Exmo. I'm glad you like it, because the reason I responded like that was because we get trolls in here all the time, man. We got to set the trolls straight. So I ain't know. I don't believe in trigger warnings, but I needed this one pulling up. Oh, I read that already. Okay. Here we go. Nah, I love it. Always good to have motivation. Stomach like an ass is crazy. A gender neutral fat woman, barf. Yeah, that's you're out of here, bro. You can't do
break
that.
Break free, you're out.
That's crazy, bro. That's crazy. What in the E Honda from Street Fighter 2 hell is this? That's crazy. Oh my God, I know for a fact she putting bacon grease on her belly to smell, make her work hard. That's definitely bacon grease.
Bacon has its own oil.
Because bacon has its own oil. She should have moisturized at the house, child, because that's all she going to get from that. Exactly. I see her two-pack coming in. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, Mona. Man, I just puked days ago from having food poisoning. Now you're going to make me want to puke again? Hey, listen, brother, you know what it is on this podcast, man. Why does her stomach look like an ass? It's unclear. So you telling me her stomach got a fat ass?
Let him cook.
So you telling me she got a lot of ass?
Let him cook.
It looked like she got an ass in the front and the back. Hey, yo. Why would she think she need to be on camera? I don't know why she recorded that and posted it. I don't know what's up with her. Like, that's insane right there. She trying to get Diddy's attention using all that oil. I don't think Diddy would touch her. The old Puerto Rican ladies in Florida be buying all the Albaline cream to do this. Yep. They do it up here, too. Not sure what that oil is for. Baby oil well is crazy. Sweet sweat is a scam. Check your calories. I'm crying. The ninja and her DMs try to get that disability check. Oh, baby.
Dom the Monko.
And you know what race he is.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
ISSA, International Secret Sauce Association for those McNuggets. That's a bar. She got to slick up to prevent chafing. Maybe that's what it is. I'm not sure. So that's what ass backwards means. She look like Trick Daddy is crazy. This baddie got her ISSA, International Supersized Spirits, Supersized Sprites, and Apple Pies. Hey, y'all ninjas is crazy, bruh.
My back pregnant.
ISSA is crazy. I'm definitely using that joint. Her confidence next level. Even Diddy got standards. Yeah, Diddy ain't fucking with that.
No Diddy, you know.
And Diddy probably the horniest and the corniest, but he ain't fucking with that. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. Let's keep it going, man. Killing y'all today, bro. All right, man. Moving on, man. Cops. What's up with the cops, man? I just don't understand how law enforcement is supposed to be protecting and serving, but they only protecting their grandmother's pie recipe. And they only serving donuts. I don't understand what's going on with these big bad cops. Let's check out the big bad cops. We got to talk to the police departments because this is unacceptable.
Mr. Officer got that ass. I don't care about getting locked up.
First of all,
that's past the course, man.
No Diddy, you know.
What's up with these cops built like? What's up with these cops built like aunties at the family reunion? What's up with these cops built like they about to cook the sweet potatoes for Thanksgiving?
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
what's
lamb,
up with it?
Rams, hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbits.
You name.
What's up with these cops looking like?
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
What's up with these cops, man? I'm 31, so to some of y'all I'm young, to some of y'all I'm old, right? I'm 31. And anybody around my age, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, you know, anybody in that age, when we were kids, did we see people look like this?
Nope.
And did we see cops look like this?
Nope.
No. So you're not about to tell me with all this fat encouragement, anybody could be fat now. We can have a fat NBA player. We're going to have a fat NBA player soon. We're going to have we got Zion Williamson.
Nope.
Now he happens to be super talented, but I mean, I'm just saying it's like everything and everybody is fat now and it's acceptable and careers where they should not be fat. If somebody come up and smack him, or if somebody attacks the person he's talking to and they run away, what is he going to do? Shoot? Then we're going to have protests outside. And they're going to be blaming the president in his first week. But in all seriousness, though, what is he going to do? He can't do anything except for shoot. And he probably won't shoot. Because if he falls down,
my leg went out.
He probably won't be able to cover. Right, recover. He probably won't be able to recover.
Mr. Officer got that ass. I don't care about getting locked up.
See, you look happy as hell when she said that.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
That's our cops.
Mr. Officer got that ass.
Yeah, this
I don't
is
care
crazy.
About getting locked up.
That's all Krabby Patties. That's all Krabby Patties, dog. Like, that shit is crazy. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they run from you? Not a damn thing. Not a damn thing.
Nope.
Look at him. He looking so proud to be big as hell. That can't be a man. No way. That's a man. Off topic, but I came back from vacation a while ago and realized how blessed we are in America. Healthy food over here is still relatively cheap as opposed to a lot of countries. But they tell you it's expensive. They tell you it's too expensive, but at every damn drive-thru.
It's Burger King. It's Wendy's.
At every damn drive-thru.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
And that shit costs more than a healthy food, but you're absolutely right. The wobble turnaround, hey, yo.
No Diddy, you know.
That sound crazy.
No Diddy, you know.
Why he waddle around and smile back, though?
First of all,
that's past the course, man.
Baby, I've been fat and gay all my life. My car shake when I get in.
It's nothing wrong with that, but I'm just saying, if you're going to be, listen, even if you a Diddy cop,
baby, I've been fat and gay all my life.
They're gonna cancel
my car
me.
Shake when I get in.
You gotta be able to maneuver. You gotta be able to get around. You still gotta be in shape. I don't care who I'm offending. I'm just saying. Never. Is that the same cop from the last video? No, this is a different cop. Not going to lie, I tried out for the police department years ago, and I was told I wasn't a good fit, but they got biscuit and gravy division out here. Why did they tell you you're not a good fit? That's insane. He looked like the cop from The Simpsons. Jamaica, where I'm from, we have fat folks, but not like this. They not like us, right? It's like, nah. I thought cops had to be in shape, though. Don't they have a PT test?
Nope.
If cops got to be in shape, then they're failing miserably. If cops have to be in shape, they're failing miserably. I see fat cops every day. Every day. That cop looked like someone who will wear a floral print sundress and makes a mean pot of collard greens. He looked like an auntie. I got beans. Like I said, when we were kids, the knockers looked like Gronk. Facts. I smoked damn near every feds on foot as a kid except park police. The bald head motherfuckers was fast. Yeah, them bald head motherfuckers, it'd be something wrong with them. That's why. He waddled to turn around. Ain't no way, dawg. He looked like Norbit. Yeah, that shit was weird. He part of the NCIS, Nationwide Chicken International Food Services. I remember there being fat cops, but not a lot of them. Not a lot, and all of them were made fun of. Paul Blart, mall cop at that. Exactly. It wasn't accepted, and it wasn't normal if there was a fat cop. Can he stop dropping roll? He could stop dropping eat. I know that.
He gotta eat.
Weebles wobble, but they don't fall down. I'm sure someone remembers that commercial jingle. That's crazy. He's all caked up. I know he from the South. Hey, yo.
No diddy, you know?
Hey, Mona, that's crazy, dog. Hey, man, I'm killing y'all today, man. Let's keep it going, man. No, brother. All right, man. Listen, he can stop, drop, and roll, but his fat ass ain't getting off the ground. He can stop, drop, and eat a biscuit roll.
He gotta eat.
He could stop, drop, and eat a pizza roll.
He gotta eat.
He could stop, drop, and roll to the ice cream store.
He gotta eat.
Oh, man. He got his shirt from NCSF, National Crumble Cookie and Silver Diner and Fruit Snacks. Hey, what's wrong with this ninja, bro? Look at the people from the 50s to early 2000s. They didn't look like this at all. But then they say it's from our ancestors and it's genetic. Shit is crazy. Even the black people didn't look like this, bro. Shit is crazy. He said, stop, drop the rolls.
It gotta eat.
They shouldn't even make uniforms for people that size. Facts. All right, man. This is why I tell y'all, we got to work out. We got to take care of our bodies to avoid situations like this when you get older. Because the more you neglect your workouts and your health and your fitness now, it's going to decline. You're going to decline rapidly as you get older. Let's check it out. He made honor roll and cookie glass. Hey, y'all funny as shit. If this isn't an ad for cop pants, I don't know what is. He's stuffed in there like biscuit dough. Carl Winslow wasn't that fat, man. All right, man. Let's keep it going. Y'all funny as hell, bro. Best fit this podcast out. Let's check this family out, man. How the whole family gonna fall, yo? Yo, my man, hold up. And I know they probably seriously hurt, and this, I'm not supposed to be laughing, but this shit funny. Watch how my man turned around like he about to go save some shit. Shit, I'm about to save the world. Fuck no. All seriousness, though, man. You don't want to be in a situation because your 20s, you was out shaking your ass.
Nope.
Trying to get some ass.
Nope.
Smoking hookah.
Nope.
drinking Hennessy.
Nope.
Casamigos. Grey Goose. Don Julio. You doing all of that, neglecting your health, and wonder why when you get older, now you gotta call your kids to come save you. Or you fall down, can't get to the phone to call your kids to come save you because you're getting hurt. All they doing is putting some damn blinds up. That's not even some strenuous activity. You can't put no blinds up. What the hell was you doing all these years? Your back has a back.
Your back has a back.
It's getting crazy out here, man. It's getting wild out here, man. But you don't want to end up in this situation. I'm just letting y'all know now. A whale quake. Whale quake is crazy. My phone just shook. Daquan, strike three, you're
strike
out, buddy.
Three, you're
That's
up.
Crazy. They done scared the dog. The dog was like, hold up. Hold up. They did scare the dog. Hold up. Look at the dog. Look at the dog. Watch the dog. Damn.
Oh,
hey, watch this nigga.
Oh,
hey, the dog like, hey, yo, what the hell is going on? I ain't never seen no shit like this. Whole family full of biscuit cans. Pillsbury ass family. What's y'all last name? Pillsbury ass family. You know, when they go out to the buffet, the whole buffet be smelling musty as fuck. Ugh. They have so much faith in that couch. I'm telling you, exactly. If you built like that, why the hell are you standing on the couch?
What?
You can't even stand up.
What?
Regularly.
What?
And you think you can stand up on the couch?
What?
You lost your mind, Big Back. Imagine being next door and you just see the house shaking out of nowhere. Talking about some. Going on next door. Hey, babe, check on them next door. What the hell they doing over there? The hell, they always shaking this shit over there, man. The neighbor's mad as hell. They got Ace. All crab cakes and enchiladas.
Dom the Monko. Monko.
Hey, what's up with this ninja? I'm falling and I can't get up. Surprise, the dog is the only fit one. That's crazy.
Nope.
Bro. Oh man. On Thanksgiving, they all get a personal turkey, a personal pan for each side. Hey, yo, I'm glad the dog ain't fat like the rest of them. That's crazy, bro. It sounds like she got hurt bad. I think she did get hurt, so I feel kind of bad for laughing, but hey, it is what it is. I know they fight over food. Facts. Ain't no reason them legs should have went out.
My leg went out.
Oh, man. Imagine being a fat cop in the last video responding to a domestic dispute with a fat family. That's my point.
Let him cook.
What is that fat ass cop going to do to help them? He can't help them up or help them get on the stretcher. I can see if they were on the ladder and fall, the couch damn near the floor. Shit, crazy. His cap staying tight. His cap did not fall, bro. Oh, man. Hey, stay fit. Keep getting your workouts in. I'm killing y'all today, man. Ow, ow. All right, ladies and men.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
All right. If your kid's here, just give me y'all a warning. It's about to get crazy. All right. We got this lady here. She's complaining about dudes grabbing her love handles in the bedroom.
No diddy, you know?
Actually, that's not a no diddy, but yeah, well, she's complaining about it. They gonna fat like two fat motherfuckers over crab legs and collard greens. That's crazy. All right. Let's check out this lady and her response. Or, yeah, her response to a guy saying he likes her love handles. Let's check it out.
I'm getting rammed from the back, and I noticed that...
Starting a video with ram from the back is crazy.
I'm getting rammed from the back, and I noticed the gentleman is grabbing on to the fatty part of like my side
belly
right here, and I asked him politely the next morning, like, can you don't do that because, you know, it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable, you know, a little bit insecure. And he said, well, if they're not there to hold on to, what do you have them there for?
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Listen, fellas, if your lady's trying to get rid of them, of the love handles, why are you telling her, oh, I need him to hold on to this? Shut your dumb ass up.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
That's why we got the most obese women now. That's why we got the most obese women now. Because y'all encouraging this shit.
Touché.
Oh, man, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
I mean, and she sound proud of it. Her dude or whoever, whatever, is encouraging it. We're cooked. We're going to continue to get fat. America is going to, that sound like Bernie Mac again. America. America's going to get fatter, and black people going to get fatter.
You know, black people.
No.
And when it comes to health, when it comes to obesity specifically, this is a fact. Don't say I hate black women. Black women are at the bottom.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Now, I know she specifically might not be at the bottom. But look what we encouraging, man. Shit is corny. Fellas, get it together. I say what I say. You don't have to tell the truth, but you know I got to
go. I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
Let's see. Where we at? They go. Oh, I read that. How you mad because you got handlebars? I seen this. I was disgusted. That's nothing to be proud of at all. Keita Rose bashed me for everything, but this is a fitness podcast. Yeah. That's a whole another.
Dom DeMarco. DeMarco.
Whole another topic. She bashing men, but getting her cheeks clapped. Anyway, yeah, that's corn. She need to get rid of them. Focus on them love handles.
Belly.
And stop bashing men. Anyway, let me chill before they cancel me. On some real shit, people put too much on the internet. Women especially, they never used to talk about stuff like this online as strangers. Absolutely agree with that. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
That's a whole nother topic. We kind of talked about that last episode. When the girl was calling her friends bitches and shit. I mean, it's crazy, man. Community all fucked up. Let's keep it going, man. I'm killing y'all on this episode, man. Oh, yes. She opened herself up for Thirsty Ninja's DMs. You know what? I went through the comments. The comments are diabolical.
Nope.
Oh, women in there talking about, girl, that's why we got them. Ninjas in there, we love them. We love handlebars. That's why you got to have them handlebars. And the only reason I'm not going through there, y'all can go look for yourselves if y'all find the post. The only reason I'm not going through there on this podcast, because I wanted to, is trainers in there who some of y'all might know, who I might know. I'm not going to say names.
I'm not going to say.
And I'm not going to say what race they are.
What people.
But it's literally trainers in there talking about some, yeah, we love handlebars. Like, bro, you're a trainer. You're supposed to be encouraging women to drop the love handles. Drop the weight. Get rid of the belly.
Belly, deli?
And you a trainer in here doing that? A known trainer? Yeah, It's cool, bro. We're cooked. It's cool. But y'all do y'all thing. Y'all act like something wrong with me. Y'all do y'all thing, man. Y'all do y'all thing. I mean, in my personal life, I don't ever expect a woman to be perfect. Like if I'm dating a woman, I'm dating, I don't expect her to be perfect, but I'm never going to be like, oh yeah, keep them there so I could grab them when I'm clapping cheeks. What kind of bullshit is that? What's wrong with y'all, man? Y'all ninjas is crazy. They want to be seen nowadays and don't care. As a father, seeing my daughter post this shit would disgust me. Absolutely.
Dom DeMarco.
I mean, a lot of them don't got solid daddies, bro, but that's another topic for another day. Are you thirsty for going to the waterfall to drink? Exactly.
Dom DeMarco.
Low self-esteem, low standards. Come on, you need to do better. Got to do better. She needs to borrow some oil from the chick early in the video. That's crazy. Fact sucking that games. I love seeing D's. Parent, I love seeing D's on your report card. Hey, yo. But when C. Marty calls out the bullshit, he gets accused of hating black women. Make it make sense. The shit be so crazy because they be like, you hate your mother. And my mom be right on the post in the comments agreeing. It should be crazy. Bash them rolls. Hey, yo. Not Spider-Mo. Butter them rolls like Sunday dinner. Y'all crazy. That's the problem. Ninjas try and butter rolls. First time I see my wife, I could tell she take care of herself. She has some big-ass calves. Hey, I love that for you, sucking that games. Hey, let's keep it going, man. And I'm killing y'all today. And make sure y'all hit the like button. I don't think I told y'all hit the like button. 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 We got this message here from this girl talking about being fat in 2025, and then we're going to take a trip through Twitter and look at this big back encouragement from our black men.
Beautiful as you may be while you're fat, if you're being honest with yourself, you can admit that it's not fun. It's not fun being uncomfortable, breathing hard by doing the smallest action, feeling weighed down and lazy. It's not fun trying on an outfit and not liking the way that it fits. It's not fun having to shop on certain websites for clothes because they don't have your size. And I think the sooner you get to a point of being real with yourself and not being delusional and not trying to prove to the world that you love yourself, that Facts. You could actually start taking action and changing that. I know Facts. Because I've been there with my weight up and down. It just don't give. I'm not saying that you can't be fat and fine, but one thing about it, if Shit. You were to drop some weight, you would feel so much better physically. You would have so much more energy. Your health would increase overall. You know what Facts. I'm saying? You would be that much further away Facts. From diseases. And I feel Facts. Like there's just always going to be those people that aren't ready to admit that, but it's the truth.
Man, shout out to her, man. And you see her transformation right here, man. We need more black women speaking up. We need more black men speaking up too. But I say women specifically because when men speak up like myself, even though I've trained mostly women, out of all my clients, I've probably trained 75% of them have been women. And people tell me I can't help women because I'm not a woman. Retarded. Anyway, we need more women speaking up. We need more women to really tell the truth because it's a lot of delusional big back ass women.
Big back activity.
It is what it is. Anyway, no one else encourages mediocrity more than black people. I'm telling you, it's not fun smelling like chunk funk after moving around only 5 feet and huffing and puffing. You can't tell them that. When you lose weight, you feel good. You look good. Plus, people treat you different. That's a fact. Ain't no one pretty fat. Good for her, though. She's looking fine. Absolutely. She was Hennessy Moesha on the left. Hey, yo. Hennessy Moesha. Henny Mo. Hey, go ahead, bro. All right. Let's get to it. Let's fucking get to it, man. I seen this post on Twitter, man. Where is that? All right, my fault. Hold on. I got to find the original real quick. Hold on, y'all. Oh, is this? No, it's this one. Why did I open this twice? Okay, I fucked up somewhere. Here we go. All right. Yeah, this is it. All right. I fucked up. There's this post on Twitter where this girl, she basically sharing her transformation. So let me pull that up. Let me turn that down and pull this up before I get a copyright and they kick me off of this, jump. All right. Oh, no, here it is. Can y'all see that? Yeah, y'all can see that. All right, let's check it out. Let me turn the volume off. All right, so you see here, it says, may this kind of discipline find me, all right? POV, what 12 months of discipline did to my body. So you see her, she's not obese, like super big, but you see she got some excess fat on her. You know, she could lose a couple pounds. She got a little bit of...
Belly.
Right? She got a little bit of back rolls. She said, hey, I need to do something. And bam. Bam. Look at the transformation. You know, her DM was flooded. And not with ninjas, other races.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
So, you see, she made a bomb transformation. Ain't nothing wrong with that. She wanted to, you know, and some people like them like that. Some people like them a little thicker, you know, but you could still be fit and a little thicker. Whatever your preference is, it's cool. But at the end of the day, a transformation is a transformation. A transformation is a transformation. Ninjas.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Ninjas got a hold of this post and really showed that we got some ignorant black men out here.
You know, black people.
No.
Let's check it out. I mean, fellas, we got to do better. Huh. First of all, this is what this ninja sounds like. Do you see this shit? As the most progressive group of men on earth. What?
What?
So, encouraging BBWs means we are progressive men. We are the most progressive men on earth.
Nope.
Hey, that's just another phrase for low standards. Scared to hold women accountable because she might get upset with you and all that shit. All right, so let me finish the tweet. As the most progressive group of men on earth, black men like women in all forms. Okay. If the world was molded more in our image, we would be living in a world full of acceptance and much more love. But instead, this obviously positive thing is always spun into something negative. Oh, brother, we're cooked.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
We're cooked. Listen, calling this progressive is insane. Encouraging our women to have these habits, not holding them accountable, not educating them, or them not educating themselves on it, or other women not educating them on it, it's getting crazy. Now we call it progressive. Y'all ninjas are pitiful.
I'm not gonna say what race, what people.
And don't get it twisted. It's more ninjas like this out there than ninjas like us on this podcast. That's not right with that shit, and we'll hold our women accountable. It's more of them like that out there than us. So when ninjas like me get online and talk about it, I'm the bad guy. They act like they trying to cancel me. They report on my posts. I'm the bad guy. But at the same time, y'all want a big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Y'all want a ninja in the gym, but y'all don't want to hold y'allself to the same standards? What's wrong with y'all? What is wrong with y'all, man? I'm going to stop sharing that one. We got more, but let me get in these comments before they start stacking up for real. I saw that one. Her quote pissed me off. Yeah, her quote was trash. Quote was definitely trash. They probably say she took Ozempic. Facts. Her current form is better. Her previous fat form had no shape to it whatsoever. Bunch of clowns. A whole bunch of clowns. Now she can get away with cheetah print. Because her body is bomb. Yeah, that's who need to be wearing cheetah print. I'm going to be that guy and say she had been an overweight white woman come tax season. You know, black people. Man, there's guys in every race that have low standards, but black dudes sure do like to advertise their low standards for obese women. That is true. Black men are real loud about their low standards. Real loud about it. Take pride in it. Yeah, I need me a BBW, man.
Belly, belly.
There's more. We're not done yet with this post. Hey, dude, you don't speak for all black men. Shut the fuck up.
I need a BBW. Ninja? Just because you only like white girls.
So because I don't want a BBW, that means I only like white girls. So there's no fit black women. There's no black women who keep themselves together. So you basically putting obesity on the whole race of women. Idiot. Our people in our community so dumb, they don't even realize how disrespectful that is. Pandering does more harm than good, never encourages positive change and self-development. Exactly. Shannon Sharp soundbite, funniest shit. Yeah, you want a ninja in the gym.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
But you sitting in the house eating Twinkies, and I'm coming in meal prepping. And he calling me boring. Took me, yeah, oh, you always eating boring food. All you do is go to the gym. You got a bitch at the gym? Do you have a bitch at the gym? No, I'm big dog.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
We not in there flirting. We in there lifting that weight.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
You lift your big ass off the couch and you go lift some weight.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
they're going to cancel me. They're mad because their transformation put her out of their Popeyes chicken league.
Ooh, that's crispy. That's Popeyes.
Man, these ninjas that want a big joint don't even lift. We seen the ninjas who don't lift try to pick their girl up on this podcast. Black dudes that don't like fat women ain't going to get mad at my previous comment. We need to bring back bullying. I'm bringing back bullying in 2025. Please do a reaction video to dude doing them quarter reps trying to show off. I send you the vid. I'm gonna check it after this, bro. what else we got? We got more. We're not done yet. Hold on. Let me pull this up. I'm getting my shit mixed up. Is it this one? I think it's this one. Yeah. Why? Somebody said, why do black men love fat women so much? Uh-oh.
Let him cook.
Oh, it was the same girl that posted this. No, this wasn't the one I wanted, but she did raise the question. And I think someone responded with this one. I don't know. Somebody responded, but it was this one that I wanted to show y'all. Hold on. Here you go. She looked better before. Ladies, y'all ruining y'all bodies.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
So she dropped the body fat. She put some work in. She cleaned up her diet. She stayed consistent. She exercised some discipline. She probably became better mentally. But she ruined her body. All them positives I just mentioned, and you saying she ruined her body because she did this.
Nope.
We're cooked.
Oh, we brother, are this guy cooked.
And I love all my brothers. I love all my brothers. But we got some ignorant dudes. Well, woman loses weight, and y'all say she ruined her body. And if you, I haven't done something about this in a while, but you remember on the old episodes for my OG watchers, we used to talk about this shit all the time. Men talk about that she ruined her body. So, where my, oh, you hear me? Here you go. You see Marty Fit. You know, I had to chime in. Follow me on X. I'd be going crazy on there. Ninjas don't care about health. You see 931 likes. And dude had responded to me. I got to find it. But, you know, people were agreeing with me. So here we go. Here go the panderers. Skinny doesn't always correlate with being healthy. Oh, brother. Cooked him. They will lose weight and ninjas still won't marry them. So what are we saying? I said they should lose the weight for health more than anything. A ninja marrying you shouldn't have influence over that. People are stupid, man. People are dumb. And dude had responded to me. Yeah, he had responded to me, but I can't find it. I guess he deleted it because ninjas was cooking him. I guess he deleted that joint. But yeah, he was getting cooked pretty bad. Oh, or is it right here? Let's see. Yeah, he deleted that joint. He was getting cooked. But anyway, let's see. Yep. Hey, it is what it is, man. Hey, I'm killing y'all today, man. But shit, we got to do better, man. We got to do better. That's what I was talking about. She dealt with dusty black dudes that fuck anything and everything. Find my response. Daquan, send that joint to me, bro. Ninjas that like big backs like to be the little spoon. That's crazy. She does have a point, though. And because of that, there's obese white and black women that think I want them. Oh, brother. Chris is overdosing on that Popeye's chicken grease. No, sir.
Lord, I had chicken from Popeye's.
Nah, she improved her body in case Ish jumps off. She can flee from danger. That's a good point. We like them because we have low standards and expectations for each other. And sometimes it's I don't want you to do better yourself because that means I have to do better, too. That's a fact. I'd rather be cat woman than fat woman. That's the bar. Nowadays, people think bigger is better and fat is thick. Shit is crazy. We're cooked. Being skinny doesn't always mean you are healthy, but being fat does always mean you are unhealthy. All facts, Bell. Man, If she 250 and up, she not the prize. Hey, yo.
Strike three, you're out.
That's crazy, bro. Nah, 250 is insane. 250 is insane. Saquon Barkley ain't 250. LeBron James, I don't even think he 250 now. I think he got a little leaner since he's older now. I think he might be 240 now. 250 is crazy, and she 5'3". And wants a gym ninja.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
She done lost her mind. You better go fry some chicken.
You go fry some chicken, you...
Hey, man. Fire episode today, man. I'm a Spider-Man on this one. Nah, big facts. Fire episode. Appreciate y'all watching, man. Sorry I had to start a little late, but like I said, we still going to get the podcast in. 5'3 at 250 looking like meatball. Like a meatball. This shit crazy, man. Hey, man. Go ahead and follow my social media. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. We was just on X. Y'all saw that just now. And listen, man, we're going to keep this podcast going. New listeners, appreciate y'all. Daquan, appreciate you tuning in. Bell, appreciate you tuning in. All my returners, y'all know what it is, man. All love. Need y'all to hit the like button before y'all get out of here. And listen, man, y'all know the motto, man. This is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The realest fitness podcast out. The coolest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining. Make sure y'all hit that like button. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. And if you don't want to get better self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And if you want to come in the comments hating, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be a big back trainer, don't watch the podcast. If you want to wear a big back ass 5X cheetah print suit, don't watch the podcast. If you want to put oil on your belly before the workout, don't watch the podcast. If you want to be a big back police officer, don't watch the podcast. If you want to stand on the couch and fall down, don't watch the podcast. If you want to keep your love handles, don't watch the podcast. 5'3 at 250, that's a box Chevy. Ebony Fit Weekend this year. Hey, man, hit me offline about the Ebony Fit Weekend. I did it last year. Hit me offline about that. Spider-Mo was in it. It was in the building. Hit me offline about that. I don't know. We'll see. But hit me offline about that. If your body don't watch the animal on your outfit, what the fuck? Don't watch the podcast. If your body don't match the animal on your outfit, don't watch the podcast. If your ass is in front and you oil it, don't watch the podcast. If you 250 and up, don't watch the podcast. Hey, man, we back here Friday, 10 o'clock. I might be in the studio. I told you I gave the fellas a rest last weekend. So I might be back in the studio. I might be here. Who knows? But there will be a podcast. So, hey, appreciate y'all. Hit the like button. Like I said, follow my social media. Catch y'all on Friday. We out of here. Yeah, we're out of here. Nah, I'm not reading that comment. See y'all on Friday, man.
If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best fitness podcast out. We out of here.